This is Dateline Washington on the Radio America Network. I'm Greg Corumbus. Thanks for being with us. My next guest in this edition is former Indiana Congressman John Hostetler, who from 1995 until 2007 represented the 8th Congressional District in the state of Indiana. He's also the author of Nothing for the Nation, Who Got What Out of Iraq? His party, of course, the GOP, doing some soul-searching after coming up on the short end of the stick in the presidential race last week, as well as in the House and Senate campaigns. For the next few moments, we'll talk about where his party should go from here in terms of message and an agenda. And Congressman, thanks so much for your time.
Thanks for having me, Greg.
We're already seeing some shuffling in the House leadership for the next 2 years, Congressman. We know that John Boehner will likely stay, although he is being challenged now by California Congressman Dan Lundgren. The whip, Roy Blunt, is out. Eric Cantor of Virginia probably in. Adam Putnam out as conference chairman, probably Mike Pence of Indiana in. How much do these sorts of changes matter? How much does the face or the spokesperson matter when it comes to articulating an agenda?
Well, they're very important. The leadership will be the mouthpiece and will be the lead component in fashioning that message. And so what the Republican Party needs is a voice that is the voice of the loyal opposition that has experience in a very similar situation, and I think that's why the conference will probably choose to go with John Boehner for another term. John was very active before the 1994 revolution in an organization called the Gang of Five. I think it was the Gang of Five. It might have been the Gang of Seven. But anyway, they helped expose the House Bank scandal, the House Post Office scandal, if you recall those events. And I think you're going to see that kind of John Boehner come out in this next term.
And what does he need to do differently? Has he been effective and just hasn't gotten done what he needs to get done in terms of convincing the American people the Republicans have the right to approach to many of the nation's biggest challenges? Or does he need to fundamentally change how he explains where the party stands?
Well, the party has been affected by the leader at the very top of the party, and that is President Bush. There is no doubt that you can draw similarities between 2006 and 1974, between 2008 and 1976, and very similar response by the electorate to problems at the very top of the Republican ticket is what's hurt Republicans in the House and the Senate as well. John Boehner, I know him well. John is a good man, and he is a loyal friend, and he's in some situations loyal to a fault. I believe deep down he probably was not happy with the bailout package, but everything from the Iraq War to the bailout, he's been very supportive of President Bush, and these are two areas where the Republican Party has very much taken a hit with regard to the success with the electorate. Now he can play the role as the loyal opposition.
Explain that term loyal opposition a little better. Obviously, you want to contrast with the majority when you believe that they're wrong. At the same time, though, not trying to promote gridlock necessarily. So what's the right balance there?
The easy thing is that there probably won't be gridlock because the Republican Party numbers have diminished so greatly. The Democrats can really do whatever it is they want. They're in the process of possibly getting a filibuster-proof Senate. And so whatever Nancy Pelosi wants to happen in the House will happen as a result of the rules process there that allows the leadership of the majority to run the place. And then it's going to sail through the Senate. I think that John Boehner, you're going to see John Boehner be the voice that is the opposition that has the alternatives to not just to Nancy Pelosi, but to Barack Obama.
What issues do you think are most important for Republicans to focus on moving forward here? You were in the class of 94, signed the contract with America, and of course everyone knew the priorities that the new Republican majority was coming to town with. What about this batch of Republicans? What should they focus on most?
Well, I think we're going to have to shed the image of the party that spends too much. For 6 years when George W. Bush was president, President Bush did not veto a single spending bill. He also wanted Congress to expand Medicare to include prescription drugs. And so the Republican Party has got to get back to its roots on the issue of spending. We've got to press forward for making permanent the tax cuts that were put in place early on in the Bush administration. And we've got to be very loud. John Boehner and the Republicans have got to be very loud on that issue. And then, quite honestly, Greg, we've got to reexamine our foreign policy. George W. Bush, in three debates in 2000, said that the United States military would not be the world's police force. And now we're in the process of rebuilding Iraq, going on in our sixth year of doing that. And we have got to remove that millstone around our neck that is the Iraq War and the policy that formulated around it.
Specifically on fiscal discipline, Congressman, how do you get that reputation back among the voters after losing it with the majority and the White House in the earlier part of this decade? Does it just build back up over time, or do you have to confront an Obama administration and prove right away that fiscal discipline is once again a major principle for your party?
Well, I believe, Greg, that compared to what the Democrats will do, the Republicans will seem like pikers. I know that sounds difficult to believe, but everything from nationalized health care to bailing out industry after industry, starting with the auto industry in early January, I think, and all of the other promises that candidate Obama made on the campaign trail, Republicans will have a much easier time convincing the American people that they learned the lessons of 2006 and 2008, and they are going to take the mantle of fiscal responsibility away from the Democrats. So I believe also, Greg, that Republicans have got to stay true to their conservative cultural roots. That contributed greatly to our success in 94 and after. The life issue, Second Amendment issues, traditional marriage, I think these are important as well. I know there are some in the party that are suggesting we need to move away from these. But if there's anything that 2008 taught Republicans, is that traditional conservative cultural issues win. Look at California and Proposition 8. We should not move ourselves away from those vitally important issues as well.
Congressman, unfortunately, our time is up. Very good of you, sir, to be with us.
Thank you, Greg, for having me.
Absolutely. Former Indiana Congressman John Hostetler. He served for 12 years in the U.S. House of Representatives from the 8th Congressional District in Indiana. His book is Nothing for the Nation, Who Got What Out of Iraq. This is Dateline Washington.